Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin delivered a bombshell this week, announcing they will resume abortion services after the U.S. Supreme Court upended the constitutional right to an abortion just over a year ago. The announcement comes despite existing state statute, a law passed in 1849 that says any person other than the mother who intentionally destroys the life of an unborn child is guilty of a felony. An existing lawsuit from three physicians challenging the 1849 law is still working its way through circuit court. In July, a motion to dismiss the lawsuit was rejected. In that ruling, Dane County Judge Diane Schlipper wrote, "There is no such thing as an 1849 abortion ban in Wisconsin." The judge said the 175-year-old law refers to feticide, not consensual abortion. It is under this ruling that Planned Parenthood bases its decision to resume abortion services in Madison and Milwaukee. To better understand this, we turn to Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin President and CEO Tanya Atkinson. And thanks very much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me, Frederica.
So why does Planned Parenthood feel confident that they can provide abortions again without even a change in the law?
Well, as you pointed out in your introduction, the judge was very clear that the statute that was in question does not apply to voluntary abortions. When Roe was overturned, that was unclear, and Planned Parenthood Wisconsin had to make the agonizing decision to suspend abortion services. And at that time, you know, we made it very clear that we were committed to finding the path forward to providing that essential care again. There were two paths. One is a legislative path that's not available. The second is a legal path. And with the rulings in the Dane County Circuit Court, that legal path is now there, and we're maintaining our commitment to resume services.
Do you feel as though that's a path or a window at this point, given that the case continues?
Well, we recognize that the case has not concluded. However, twice now, the judge has made it very clear, and also referencing a decision in the 90s from the state Supreme Court. So it's been made very clear that the law does not apply to voluntary abortions. So we've received the clarification that we need. And you know, we'll move forward. You know, of course, should anything happen in the future, unexpected, you know, we'll address it at this time. But as far as we're concerned, we're very confident and the law has been clarified.
You've said that this was not a political decision, but a medical one. How so?
Well, you know, we've received a lot of questions about, you know, the situations that are happening, you know, with the discussions regarding the Supreme Court and the state legislature, you know, and we recognize that that's something that's happening in the background. Our commitment was to provide care again as soon as we could. And so regardless of whatever those conversations are that are happening, you know, in our legislature, this was absolutely a healthcare decision and not a political decision.
What kinds of abortions will be provided?
So we'll resume the care that we were providing prior to Roe falling. So we'll be providing both in-clinic and medication abortions.
And again, if a court moves to block abortions, then you will have to do like you did that day and kind of usher patients who'd already arrived out of your clinic?
Yeah, Planned Parenthood Wisconsin always follows the letter of the law. And as you pointed out, when Roe fell, we did have people in our waiting rooms, and we very unfortunately had to let them know that we could not provide that care that day, and instead try to find them another place where they could receive that care. So should something happen in the future, of course, we will continue to follow the letter of the law.
How will you reassure, or do you feel that you need to reassure patients that they won't get in trouble?
I think, you know, we will, you know, we haven't received that question a lot. And certainly we, you know, have a lot of education services, both in our health centers and in the community. So we'll continue to lift that up. And it's not a question that we've received, since the announcement. And it's always something that we're committed to is ongoing patient education.
So yesterday, your clinic started scheduling appointments for Monday. Have you gotten a lot of calls?
We have received a lot of calls, and we have appointments set up in both Madison and Milwaukee.
So when your clinics ceased abortions last year, did you imagine this is how services would resume?
We knew that there was that the legislative path forward was a narrow path if it was there, and so we recognized that the legal path forward was, you know, something we really needed to attend to. So I think that, you know, how, you know, exactly, you know, the words and the trajectory, and you know, we obviously didn't know that the Attorney General was going to file a lawsuit, and we didn't know what the Dane County Circuit Court was going to say. So we didn't have a crystal ball on those specific actions. We did understand that our best course forward was a legal one.
All right. We leave it there. Tanya Atkinson of Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.